A very good morning to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is the 21st October 2023, day 4 of our retreat. Okay. So as usual, we will be having our morning chanting, morning puja followed by morning chanting. Oh, sorry, just morning puja, simple puja. Then after that, we'll do our exercise. Okay. Let us compose our mind, develop the faith, sadhya, virya. Then we shall have our morning chanting. Namo Bhansi Sijia Moni Fo. Namo Bhansi Sijia Moni Fo. Namo Bhansi Sijia Moni Fo. Namo Quan Sin Pusa. Namo Quan Sin Pusa. Namo Quan Sin Pusa. Namo Di Zhang Wang Pusa. Namo Di Zhang Wang Pusa. Namo Di Zhang Wang Pusa. Namo Amitabha, Namo Amitabha, Namo Amitabha, Namo Amitabha, Namo Amitabha, Namo Amitabha, Namo Pusyan Pusa, Namo Pusyan Pusa, Namo Pusyan Pusa, Namo Vansu Pusa, Namo Vansu Pusa, Namo Vansu Pusa. Namo Chunti Pusa. Namo Chunti Pusa. Namo Chunti Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Svakato bhagavata dhammo dhammam namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho sangham namami. Now we shall chant the salutation followed by the three refuges. Then for those who are on five precepts, you chant until the five precepts. But for those who are on the eight precepts, you can chant until the eight precepts. Okay. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Dutiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Dutiyampi Dhammang saranam gacchami dutiyampi sangham saranam gacchami tatiyampi buddham saranam gacchami tatiyampi dhammam saranam gacchami tatiyampi sangham saranam gacchami panatipata viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami adinadana viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami Abrahmacharya viramani sikha samadhiyami musavada viramani sikha padam samadhiyami suramiraya majapamadatana viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami vikala bhojana viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami naca gita vadita visukha dasana mala gandha velipana dharana mandana vibhusanyatana viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami ucha sayana maha sayana viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami imani atta sikkhapadani silena suganti yanti silena bhoga sampadan silena nibhuhi yanti tasma silang visote. Then we chant together. Imani atta sikkhapadani samadhiyami imani atta sikkhapadani samadhiyami imani atta sikkhapadani samadhiyami sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect. Triple chant. Buddham pucemi. Dhammam pucemi. Sangham pucemi. Okay. Just nice. Okay. We'll get ready our weight. Then we go over the other side so that we can have our stretching exercise. Mindfulness and stretching exercise. Okay, we still got 4 minutes before the meditation. We can have about half an hour of meditation at 6:45 and 6:15. Okay, so we'll take this 3 or 4 minutes to maybe refresh you on the four support. The key to developing the meditative mind are the four support. Four support for awareness-based meditation. The first support is, what is it?
Relax.
Ah, very important. Relax. Relaxation is number one. Then you can be relaxed. Your mind is at ease. So relax what? Body and mind. Repeat after me. Relax, body and mind. Then second one, relax into? Ah, very good. Every mind state that arrives. Sorry. So this mind state can be anything like tension, stress, or itchiness, or distracting thought, or emotion, anxiety, fear, or whatever. Sometimes pain is also a distraction. So every mind state means the moment there is a distraction, it tends up your mind, understand not? It creates stress, then it creates tension, then you feel like uncomfortable. Then sometimes it creates the distraction to make you restless, think a lot, heedless. Then sometimes itchiness surface somewhere, the tactile consciousness will arise. So whenever you feel this tension or distraction, every mind state means any distraction. What are distractions? Activity that pulls your mind away, understand that? You understand that? Like pain, itchiness, lack of relaxation and all things. Then when you cannot become peaceful, calm, relaxed. So these are distractions that will actually cause your mind to be heedless. Because you go to that distraction, your attention has been pulled there. So when your mind is there, you will perceive the distraction. And these are mind state. It can be itchiness or whatever that I have described. You understand? Then what you do? Relax into it. Understand? Relax into every mind state that arise. So the 6 R teaches you to recognize. Sorry. RISE. So the second support is what? Maintain awareness. How to maintain awareness? You cannot think, right? So, don't try to know. Try to No. Then don't try to do. Because the doing and the knowing is always by the thought. Understand? So when thought is active, you cannot be aware. So awareness is before the knowing. That's why sati has to be understood. Sati is an awareness before the perception, before the knowing, before the cognition, before the thinking start, before the activity of mind arise. In fact, even feeling also is a aggregate of mind. When feeling arise, actually, you are almost out of the awareness. But feeling is very near the awareness. When you feel, there is no emotion as well, no distraction. You just feel. And the feeling and awareness is very near. So the first thing that come out from awareness is the feeling. Understand? Well, upon contact, what arises? Feeling arises there. That is condition one. Ah, craving. Craving is a mind state. Understand? Mind state. Mind state, sorry. So craving is a mind state. And this mind state arises because there is a distraction somewhere. Understand? It pulls your mind away. So this distraction distracts you and pulls your mind away. That's why when this happens, you become heedless. You become lost in thought. You understand not? Then you cannot maintain awareness. So what happens is, whatever arrives before it becomes mind state, relax into it. Then aware, finish. Aware, finish. Understand not? Can follow not? So you try this over the next half an hour, then you will be in a much better relaxed state to develop the awareness. Then third one is stabilize the awareness. Technically is initially, when you are conscious or in your waking moment. So stabilize this awareness, technically is technically 24 hours. Means throughout the day, ever mindful. But initially you can't because you have not trained. So what normally people do is, whenever you are conscious in the waking moment, you try to maintain awareness. Means throughout the day, during your waking moment, means the moment you wake up from your sleep, you aware. Like I said, aware of what? First is your posture, then aware of your form and mind. What move on after that? Normally, you are not aware. The moment you woke up, the first thing is panic first or try to recall what you're supposed to do today or what time already you want to look at the clock. And all this activity movement, you are not aware of. But when you are training yourself, when you develop your awareness, the first moment you become conscious, then the awareness straight away inside there, the posture, like the body say, like the that sensation aware. Understand? The moment you're aware, you don't panic. Then you want to move, you are mindful. Kaya Rupasana, how you turn your hand. Or initially, how you remove your comforter, if you use comforter, our case is the blanket. Then how you turn, how you support yourself and come up, sitting posture. Then from the sitting posture, if you are no longer that young, please sit on the bed for a while. Because otherwise you stand up straight away, you become giddy. But when you are mindful, you don't have problem. Understand? You're aware. Sitting. Then you're aware. Come out. Then how you move to the washroom or the toilet, you're fully aware on how you walk. Then how your hand go and open the door. How you push it in. Then how you walk in and answer nature's call. Of course, all the subsequent movement, no need to describe. Huh? Just be aware and do. Then how you answer nature's call. A lot of people not aware, not mindful, you know what? The tactile actually caused them to, like, in a hurry, panic. How they move, how they rise, how they go in the toilet, how they actually do all those business, they don't know. They only know relief after they discharge. Understand? So that is heedless living. So you try this. Then after that, you finish. It's just called mindful. Then how you actually dress up. Then how you decide want to go to the basin to wash yourself. Then how you wash yourself, whether you brush your teeth or what, everything mindful, aware. When you walk, when you bend, when you stretch, when your hand go and turn on the tap, this awareness and this one as one. Even when you are eating or whatever. So all this movement you can be aware. Then how your hand go and take the toothbrush, how you take the toothpaste, how you open, how you press, how you take and how you brush. All this movement is awareness, mindfulness. How many of you have done this before? Ah, good. So there are a few. The rest, most of you, you don't. Because you continue your habitual tendency, your lack of mindfulness and heedless way of doing things. So change over. When you change over to this, you realize you become more efficient, you become more alert. You do finish your thing very fast. Understand? Otherwise, while you sit there, you think, you worry, you take your own sweet time, then how you brush your teeth also you don't know. Sometimes you put in the wrong thing also you don't know. Instead of toothpaste, you realize something else is there. Then sometimes when you brush, instead of going into the mouth, it hits somewhere else on your face. Because you are thinking. While you are thinking, you try to do all this, there is no mindfulness at all, no awareness at all. Last night, I think, was it Tracy, I think? In front of TKR. Is it Tracy? You remember at the table there? Jared was looking for a spoon. You remember? Then suddenly you say, "Ayo, not my fool." He saw all of one spoon each. Garrett cannot find spoon. So actually, that one is not, you are not mindful. You forgot that you're supposed to use a spoon, stir and put it back. Mindfulness has nothing to do with this. Forgetfulness is not lack of mindfulness. Understand? Forgetfulness is a habit. And when you are not sensitive, you are not caring, then you tend to forget. That's enough. It doesn't mean that I am not mindful. I give you this example that you know. Last time I got one of my teachers. I think most of you know. He is my physics teacher. He's a very good teacher. So he learned meditation, he learned the Buddhist teaching. Initially, he went to the Burmese tradition, he do all those things for 15 years now. So he thought he is quite good. Then being a teacher, he also want to teach meditation and all this. So he got a lot of books from this Burmese tradition, Thai tradition, and all the Theravada tradition. Then suddenly one day in Alostown, we are same hometown, he met my youngest brother. Then he talked about meditation and all that. And my younger brother know I very good. Hey, he said, my elder brother is hell of good, is it? Then my physics teacher like, don't believe him, no. Who is your brother, is it? The moment he mentioned my name, he panicked, you know. He said, this one my student, is it? We have physics, I was very good. He actually consult me, as a teacher, he consult me. And I like his teaching also because he teach the free body diagram, also easy to understand. So he said, hey, here's my student. Then he asked my brother, call him. He said, I want to talk to him. Well, many years he haven't seen me. So he called me. Then I talked to him. Oh, I said, okay. Oh, okay. He asked me to visit him when I go back Chinese New Year. So I went that year. You know what happened when I went there? He tried to give me books. He tried to explain to me what he do and all the vipassana and all that. So I listen. Then the wife also there. I say, it's okay. More important, I say, you must understand what this teaching is. Yeah? Then only you can develop the real understanding and the progress. He cannot understand me. Then whenever he bring up a topic, I ask him back some questions, he cannot answer. No, he can. Then, but he still think he is right. So anyway, I said, I brought along some book. Of course, as a teacher, I have to make a gift. I bought some New Year, you call one? Hamper. Then I said, this is some book for you. So these are some of the books that we all kind of meet up, do the transcript, and I pass it. Then after that, he keep on talking to me. Then he cannot understand what I say, Mindfulness, awareness, he cannot understand. Then for 3 months, he did not ask me, until he cannot take it anymore already. He used to visit me. Then he asked me, Then actually the wife was very good, the wife very observant. Then they had this incident. He finally revealed to me. He said, our children nowadays are very difficult. I out of love and compassion, I want them to learn mindfulness. You know how he teach mindfulness. The children eat that time. The spoon make noise. Or you drop or what. Kena scolding on a bamboo. Ask you to be mindful, you never listen. You know what happened? Until the children rebel. Papa, enough, I know what you're going to tell me the next one. Enough like that. That is not mindfulness, understand? When you eat mindfully, of course, you don't make so much sound and all those things, understand? And you are most of the time aware. Like yesterday's song, he made me the nestum, then he made me the Maggi noodle where I didn't take my dinner. Then when I was eating, there was a small noodle that dropped onto my leg before it go to the floor. Where I very mindful aware, I can sense it, but I cannot see. Then I told Song, I said, something dropped, I said, the noodle one. Then he look, then he said, yeah, then he go and check, he said, don't have. Then he moved his hand, finger, then he found, bring it up. So, when you eat mindfully, of course, you make less mistake, understand? But not that type of mindfulness, eating, chewing, swallowing. You take 1-2 hours. That day who told me 2 hours to eat? Oh, Chi Wei told me, one of his son.
My sister.
Oh, your sister, that sister. 2 hours to eat, no. I mean, if you call that mindfulness, I don't know what. I don't know what to say. You know, mindfulness is not like that. Mindfulness no need to slow down on another. No. And they give the analogy. I went in the early years, because after 89, Kayamita that actually came to me in the year 2004 that time. They listened to my sharing, they got excited, they know I teach awareness, mindfulness. Right? Then one of them suddenly in the class put out the hand, he said, Bertil, we go and listen to this talk, BGF is it? There is a nun from somewhere, I don't know, Myanmar or where. He said, he's giving the Dharma talk on mindfulness. Oh, I said, you want to go? Okay, I'll go. You know what happened? The group was went in. Of course, we sat at the back. Then he described mindfulness. But the mindfulness that he understands is different than the tradition. He gave this example. You tell me whether logical and right or not. He pointed at the fan. He said, when you put at high speed, full speed, you cannot see the blade, is it? When you slow it down, you can see all the blade, is it? Mindfulness like that, slow it down. Understand? I tell you, you do that, standing, walking, and the worst is lifting, pushing, stepping. You go to the office, you do this, your boss give you a love letter and straight away no need to come the next day. Where got such thing? Of course, I don't deny it make you easier to be aware. But this is not natural, understand? Not for living. What the Buddha teach on sati sambhajana is in the midst of life. Standing aware, walking aware. Where got the Buddha said, standing, walking, slow down, not this, not that. The Buddha, where God say all this? Understand? He said, wearing the shoulder cloth. He never said slowly, mindfully, where. He said, aware, everything aware. Standing, looking forward, aware. Bending, stretching, all aware. Means in the midst of life, you can be aware. Then when I develop the awareness, I realize I don't have to slow down. Everything within my vision, no matter how fast, like the TV, I told you the pixel, the movement, my awareness is really, why? Well, I don't think. My nature isn't aware. They all using the thought to be mindful, using the thought to look. So everything to them, you don't slow down, you cannot see. Understand? You can follow. So please, understand, mindfulness has nothing to do with all this. There are a lot of people who don't understand also say, mindfulness got a lot of thing to do with memory. You agree or not? Because actually mindfulness, when you are mindful, aware, there is no memory on. But because you are aware, understand, of that moment, let's say I want to put my handphone. I decide to put it on the table. If I'm mindful, I'm aware, this movement, I'm aware. Means when I am doing this, I am not distracted, I'm not thinking, I'm not talking, I'm not doing other things. So when I aware, I put down, let's say, after that I go and do other things, then I move somewhere, then I realize the handphone is not with me. What happened? You can recollect it. Well, when you put this handphone, your hand movement and what you do, that awareness of it can bring back the recollection. That's why I will know where. I will just trace the awareness. Just now when I was doing it, was I aware? Especially your purse in the early day. My son always lost his purse when he was young. Now that I teach him later on. I say, important thing, remember where you put. That time he's so young, how to teach him to be aware and mindful. Forget about it. I ask him to remember whatever. When you remember means, although you are conscious, aware, but that memory is there, understand? Not? But when we are aware, no need memory. When you recollect, that action of awareness, you are nowhere on that. Sometimes my wife, I say, okay, go there and take my thing. Then I recollected and recall there is where. So what the Buddha meant is, it has a lot to do with recollection, yes, but nothing to do with memory. Understand? Awareness is awareness. Before the knowing, how can there be memory? Understand? But because you are aware, like all your movement within my awareness nature, I can recall if I want to know. Like just now, Lei Hong moved the hand, we are taking out the warm clothing, I was saying. Then Jing Gap do all those things. Then you are turning, some blinking your eye. How did I know? Tammy's mother, Karen at the back, the hand, all this, my wife blink the eye. Then Jared moved the hand of that. You yourself not aware, but how come I aware? Well, my field of awareness as I talk, like I tell you, is there. If I want to know, I can know. But that movement I saw, understand, within the awareness. So Jing Yao lying down, all the movement I saw. And you're supposed to be mindful, aware, when all this action and movement are being done. Then you become sensitive, aware, mindful. And this is how you train. Okay? Now you meditate. I don't know how much time you left. Oh, okay. Another 20 minutes. We are 7:30, you need breakfast there. Okay, 20 minutes. Off the light, meditate. With this explanation, hopefully you can do it better.